When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Chatted numerous times this week about Dylan through three starts, and the general consensus from everybody we've talked to, folks who have called the show, us, guests we've had on the show, has been, yeah, he's looked okay.
That's exactly right.
That's the general consensus. Very few people will say, oh, he's looked awful. Very few people have said, oh, he looks
he's
great.
He's left-handed. He underthrew.
It's kind of like, oh, he's been okay.
I haven't heard a lot of talk about his height lately. Has anyone else?
No.
We're 3 weeks into this, right? Four?
Three starts.
Three starts. Yeah. 4 weeks.
No interceptions yet, at least that have counted.
Right. I'm not. How many height questions have we taken?
Very few.
Very few.
See, here's the thing. The guy, it's not like he's playing quarterback at 5'10" or 5'11" for the first time. And before anybody says, yeah, he's throwing behind an offensive lineman, okay. Have you seen college offensive linemen at places like Oregon and Oklahoma?
Ohio State.
They're every bit as big as NFL linemen.
Amen.
So he has somehow figured out a way to throw the football down the field to open wide receivers or closely covered wide receivers or whatever by being able to see around linemen. So that's not been an issue yet. Maybe it will be. But I'm just curious to see, Andy, will there be a game coming up where it's like, wow, he looked really good? Or, oh my God,
in that's
game, awful.
I guarantee you, in that game where you say, man, that play looked really good or he looked really good at times, he will have a turnover. He will have an interception.
Well, but
because I think
quarterbacks
that
do that. I know.
That's why.
Ask Joe Flacco. He's the king of the interception.
True.
You know, Joe's thrown a lot of them.
I'm wondering what this offense looks like if they let him take a couple more chances.
I am too.
You know, he's not.
I'm wondering what he looks like, Andy, even more so than the offense, because
he's not going to take a 15 to 20 yard loss running around in the backfield and then getting sacked. I will say
very unlikely.
That is not going to happen. He's not going to take that extra chance. He's going to throw it away and live to see a punt, because his head coach has said, look, if you got to take a punt, we're taking a punt. We want every drive to end in a kick, and that includes punts. So, and I think if you're empowered by that as a quarterback, you'll take a penalty of intentional grounding rather than take a sack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Although if it's not spot fall,
I'm curious to see, as you said, and I've asked for the same thing. Let's lighten it up on him a little bit. Or loosen it up, I should say, and let him do his thing. Because I don't think you're going to get a real good feel for what you have at quarterback until you do that.
I don't think they're going to loosen it up. I can't see them loosening him up if they don't have a 7 or a 10 to nothing lead. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Or be down 10 points and you got
to
go for it.
Well, then you have to loosen up, but they still don't loosen it. Like, go back, a couple weeks ago where he had couple of sustained drives in the fourth quarter, but then they were still trying to get back in the game. And Like, is there any sense of urgency on this team? Is there any sense of urgency? Are we just going to run out of timeouts and not have any opportunity? I mean, at least you want to be in a position where if you can get a rare onside kick, you take it. You know?
We've had...
I just don't feel like... And you said it to me yesterday, and I was like, all right, maybe Jeff's right on this. Maybe they feel that being in this unbelievably controlled offense is the best way to prepare him for a long future in the NFL.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Protecting him from himself.
NFL.com's Chad Ryder has been on our show a lot. He's no relation to Daryl. And he put something out yesterday morning. And he just updates the draft order and goes through and says five biggest needs for every team. Okay. Five biggest needs for every team. And Chad wrote this. Okay, the draft order right now, the way it sits after week seven, Jets, Dolphins, Titans, Saints, Ravens, and then Browns. And then he said the five biggest needs for the team. You ready?
Yeah.
Counting back from number five, edge rusher, corner.
Really? Edge rusher?
Edge rusher, cornerback, wide receiver, interior offensive lineman. And, of course, not quarterback.
Offensive tackle. I'm looking at, here's the question. Are these common sense things, or are they? They drafted two quarterbacks. I don't know they really wanted a quarterback.
See, that's what I'm wondering.
Do they really want a quarterback in the next draft?
I don't know.
The world's looking at us like that.
I don't know. I mean, we're sitting here watching this team on a daily basis. Like, this team does not have a starting quarterback right now. We have a guy who's playing the position, but we don't have anybody who's answered the question, who's your starting quarterback for the next year or three? We don't have that. Dylan might be that. Shadur might be that. But right now, we don't have the answer to that. And this is the second guy that we've heard from this week that lists the needs of the Browns and doesn't include quarterback. Are we missing something here?
I was looking at Tankathon.
Do they think Deshaun's going to play?
I don't know. I don't think that's the case.
I'm stunned.
I think that people are doing these mock drafts. Are going, well, they've got two picks in the
front. He didn't even go mock draft. This is just draft order, and he said the five biggest needs. I thought, are you kidding me? Quarterback's not one of them. Does that stun you? It stuns me.
It does. It's stunning. Although maybe people are starting to look at this draft class and going, I don't know if that number one guy is there right now.
Unless it's just a different team building philosophy, where they're more in the thought process of let's build everything around the quarterback and then drop the quarterback in.
Well, the Saints drafted Tyler Shuck, right? And they have Spencer Rattler going now.
Who's been playing well.
He's been doing okay. He has their second biggest need as quarterback for the Saints, which to me makes perfect sense. The Dolphins have Tua. He has quarterback as their fourth biggest need. The Jets have Justin Fields. Woody Johnson doesn't like Justin Fields' play, apparently. He has quarterback as the number one need for the Jets. So it's not like he's ignoring the quarterback spot, which, you know, Dan, your thought there was good. But, folks, what do you think of that? Here's a really respected NFL writer who's good. We've had Chad on the show. He's outstanding. Biggest needs, he doesn't have quarterback in there. Do you agree with that? 216-474-0092. I don't agree with that.
Quarterback's got to be a top three at the worst priority for this team.
It's offensive tackle, wide receiver, quarterback, not necessarily in that order to me.
I say you get the quarterback, you protect the quarterback, then you find the receiver. Or you trade for a receiver or get a receiver in free agency.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth.
Plays a Raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other Raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Keep hearing these. I mean, I saw this the other day, and then I saw there was some stuff on social media, even morning shows, you know, this whole Garrett Wilson thing that maybe the Browns could be.
Some rumblings about Garrett Wilson and the Jets.
Yeah.
If you're the Jets, you're probably trading anything that's not nailed down. I mean, there's talk of them trading Breece Hall, who's a really good running back, and he's stuck in a terrible system there.
Would you give up the Jets? If you, again, I think it depends on rolling the dice against yourself, wondering where you're going to land in the draft. And by the way, again, it doesn't matter. Even if you don't take that quarterback at number one and you think there's three quarterbacks in this next draft that are going to be good quarterbacks, franchise quarterbacks, do you have to be number one? Do you need to have two first-round picks to move up to number one? To get that number one? Or do you just like having that ammo or the cash in your pocket so that if you have to spend the money, would you be willing to give up your second first-round pick, Jacksonville pick? Would you be willing to give that up for a guy like Garrett Wilson?
I don't think you have to do that. And I think Garrett Wilson's really good.
Yeah. If they brought Garrett Wilson in right now, let's just totally hypothetical this.
Oh, boom. You've got your number one wide receiver. He's better than Jerry Jeudy.
But you have a number one wide receiver this year. What does that mean for your team?
This year?
Yeah.
That means you're
now.
Screw up your draft pick.
Now, yeah, but even if you screw up the draft pick, so what? I just said to you, you just need to get your quarterback in the first round. Does it have to be at number one?
No. And Andy, every Tuesday we look at all the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
There appear to be now 10 quarterbacks who people think, well, maybe he's a first rounder. You might be able to get your. And again, we know the stats. There are six quarterbacks, I believe, right now, six starting in the NFL who are not first round picks. So most guys are taken in the first round. This might be a year where you get a good talent in the second round. Before we get to what I was going to say here, the explosives thing's cracking me up today.
Yeah.
And if I hear one more sideline reporter say to a coach, "What was the message?" I'm going to puke. What was the message?
What was the message, Jeff?
What was the message to your team at halftime?
Jeff, that's...
What's the message going out for the third quarter?
And what's scary is that's probably the producer.
What's the message?
To the reporter.
Ask a question.
Oh, no, the producer's probably saying, ask what the message was. That's hot, man. We're trending. We've done analytics on this. And our surveys have said that fans want to know what was the message at halftime.
Before we react to Dylan
Gabriel... How often were you told what to ask whenever you had to do halftime or
never.
Poster? You know what? Me too.
No, never.
Nice job, gentlemen.
Although I would discuss it with the producer before many times. I'd be like, "Hey, what do you think of this?" And they'd be like, "Okay." And then we would be on the same page.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with hashing out questions.
Yeah, that's good. No. Yeah. Before we get to what Dylan said.
Except for that one time the coach spit on my shoe as he was walking.
I have one thing in particular I got to say about what Dylan said.
Did you ever hear that story?
No.
Do you want it now, or should we interrupt him and let him go?
I
kind of want to treat it like how, you know, mom sits down for dinner, and then you kind of wait for her to pick up her fork and knife and start eating. And
Can
you go get me more?
That's true. I forgot about that.
I think that's how we got to treat this.
Well, no. Once they pick up the fork, you're done. You can start eating. Otherwise, you say prayer, and then you okay. But no, I was. It was one of my first games I think I ever did. Montana State. Cliff Heisel was the head coach at Montana State. Yeah. He was the head coach at Montana State going up against the great Don Reed, who wrote the book, The Art of Passing. Don Fouts was one of his students. It was a cold day and Montana State was getting beat in the trend of like the 25 years in a row, I think they got beat. And I asked Cliff Heisel a question about halftime and about getting their offense moving. And he said, yeah, we got to get that doing. I think he was wearing a cowboy hat and he had a gigantic chew in. And he goes, well, we'll get her done or something like that in the second half. And then, tooey, right on my shoe.
Nice job.
And I was like, thanks,
tobacco
coach.
Or just spit?
Oh, no, it was tobacco. It was gross. It was gross. Good thing is it was natural grass because I was doing sidelines.
Nice.
And so I was
you
able
just
to
wipe.
Yeah, I just wiped it in the grass. Because, you know, if it was artificial turf, it'd be sitting
that
there.
That would
and it would be really smelly, I think.
Somebody saw Deshaun Watson in cleats out at Browns practice today.
Uh-oh. Is that on social media or is that inside source?
Both, actually.
On social media and your inside source? It's one or the other.
Dylan Gabriel.
Did you get a text or was it on social media?
Apparently both, Andy. Said that.
Wow, look at you. I have no idea what that means, but okay.
Well, I got a text from somebody, and then they said it was also on social media.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
So there you go. Dylan Gabriel just spoke. He said something that really stuck out to me. I'm gonna mention that after we hear from Jim and Wycliffe. Jim.
Why? I know. We've had like 50 quarterbacks here. Why does anybody see anything in this dude? I mean, why? All I see is a coach. I don't see a quarterback, but I do see a coach. Tell me I'm lying.
Here's my question. Does he take care of the football, yes or no?
That's what Jim's talking about. That's where he sees a coach.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You know what, Jim? Andy and I have talked about this week, and it's this. Our thought so far has been like, well, okay, he's competent. I'm waiting to see if he can be really good or if he's not going to be really good, you know? And because through three games, I don't think we've been given a real good indication of that.
So as a fan, and you're supposed to, you waited all winter long for this, and you get this, 3 and 5 yards. Oh, he takes care of the ball. Great. A lot of drop passes, too. I mean, drop passes and interceptions. But
he hasn't thrown any interceptions.
I said dropped interceptions. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
As far as the coach.
Well, one was a Hail Mary. I mean.
But he liked them. Third round. Come on.
Well, the general manager is the guy who makes the picks. He liked them, too. Give him time, Jim. The kid's made three NFL starts. Made three starts.
And I feel like he still has the training wheels on. Am I alone on this?
I'm with you completely. We've had the same impression. It's like, well, he's been okay. And okay won't answer your question who your franchise quarterback is. So I think we need to see more before you can make a decision on that. The one thing he said, though, and Jim, this goes into what you just said, he sounds like a coach when he talks.
Oh, he had the greatest coach line ever. Tell him.
He said when he was asked about, you know, you got to win and you weren't overly happy about it and didn't seem, and he said, yeah, but every story lasts about 2 days, then you're rolling. He gets it. I mean, he understands this thing. He understands what he's doing. He clearly knows how to run a football team. Now let's see if he can go make some plays. Jim, that's what's missing, I think. You know, I get what you're talking about. We haven't seen that he has to go make any plays. But that's every story lasts about 2 days. Makes
sense. He's right. It's 100% truthful.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about this, the shelf life of a story, and how people get, like, think about this. Let's just compare last week to this week, okay? On Friday, this town was going absolutely insane, thinking that, oh, if they lose, Kevin's going to get fired. I mean, it really was the headline of the day on Friday, right? Right, Dan? Wouldn't you say that was the headline of the day? And so now they come in and win.
Well, and Grumpy Flacco.
Oh, yeah.
Grumpy over Flacco.
Grumpy about Flacco. And then one guy that wanted to yell about the dome. And so, you know, you sit here and you're like, you're in the fire, man. You are in the passion of the moment because you love the game and you love the team and you want to root for Cleveland. I get it. That's what passion is about. That's why we're fanatic. And it's not just, you know, not trying to run the franchise. But by Monday, when they won, all that emotion and passion and pride you may have had on Friday now turned into, hey, let me look at the rest of the schedule. I mean, I know they're out of it. I'm not stupid, but you know what? Maybe they're not. Maybe I am stupid. So, I mean, he's right. When he said that, Jeff, I looked at you. You looked back over at me. I was like, oh, this kid gets it. He knows the storyline is 2 days.
Yeah, absolutely. Chuck's in South Euclid. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. Listen, I just want to still know why they won't take a few reps and give the Shador with the one. Suppose this guy get hurt. Then you got to scramble and try to get Shador up to speed. At least he could be getting a few of those team one reps. And you're going to let a guy get
his first career win? I mean, do you want him to have a couple plays at the end of the game? I'm not going to argue with you. I wouldn't have killed him to do that. But I can also see the other side of the coin. I mean, let the guy have his first win. I would hope that if it was the other way around, they would let Shador do it, too, the same thing.
Are you mainly thinking practice?
Even in practice, Andy.
Well, I don't know. You know what? I don't know. You don't know. We're not seeing practice. And the reporters who are there every day who are friends, they're not seeing it in practice either.
But remember,
he said it out of his mouth. Chuck,
the way it works in the NFL is the first team quarterback gets the reps because you're getting them ready to try and win a football game.
Yeah.
That's not just the Browns. That's the way it works in the NFL.
I would think that works on almost every team in the world.
Yeah. That's the way it works.
So why would
he's getting side work.
Shador. Yeah. Well, I don't get it because when Flacco was here, this guy was getting Gabriel was getting first team reps. So, you know. I mean, it's the same situation.
So let me ask you this. If he's the scout team quarterback and he's working the other side, right? And he's going up against our defense, our number one defense. Is that not a first team rep against a number one NFL defense?
Not really.
I disagree. I think if you're working the scout Shador. Team, I know you, Randy Littlefinger. I think if you're a scout team guy going up against our first, you're going up against the number three defense in the NFL.
Well, it's running the first team offense.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's also
backup quarterbacks don't do that in the NFL. And right now, the way they have it structured is Dillon Gabriel's the starter. And remember, he's a rookie. You want him to get all the first team reps he can get. And that's the way it is right now.
Hey, here's the crazy thing. I wouldn't have minded. I thought the same thing at the end of the game. I'm like, yeah, they get the same. Why don't they put Sanders out there? Let's see what he looks like.
Let's open that can of worms.
Well, I mean, there is a point to it. I mean,
right now they've decided.
They let Dillon go out there when Joe was getting blown out. Why right wouldn't they do the same for Shador?
Well, they've decided Dillon Gabriel is the guy they want to see.
But in most cases, if your team is, if it looks like it's out of hand with the last 5 minutes to go in the game, it doesn't matter if you're Tom Brady.
You've got a quarterback who is somebody, in his third game, Andy. Yeah, that's why.
But you don't want you still put the backup out there. I don't know. And by the way, your backup's never going to be anything more than a backup if
Tom
you
Brady
don't give
was
the
out
opportunity.
There in blowouts week after week after week. Daryl Reiter is our Browns beat reporter. And he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And he joins us right now from Berea.
Daryl!
What's up, buddy?
Hi, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
How are you?
How are we? I'm good. How are you?
Dillon Gabriel, smart guy. Every story lasts about 2 days, then you're rolling.
Yeah.
The guy gets it. Now I want to see if, you know, as Andy and I, we know you're not a big fan. Andy and I have said so far through three starts, we kind of think, eh? And I'm waiting for the game that makes us think either, yep, this guy can play, or no, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, I'd like to see him throw it more than 10 yards down the field, honestly. But that's pretty much what we've seen the first three games from him. Now, granted, last week was smart, weather-related, no need to do that. But, yeah, I mean, at some point I'd like to see this offense opened up so we can see whether or not he can do it or not, right? And I realize you're trying to win some games here, and that's a tough balance, but if you're honestly going to get a true evaluation of him as a quarterback, it's easy to open it up in practice, okay? They're not tackling. You're protecting teammates and things like that. So, yeah, it's easy for everything to look great in practice, but practice don't matter to me. I'm not interested in practice. I'm interested in what you're able to do in games that matter and that count. And I just have been very underwhelmed by what I've seen from him. He's doing the basics. Okay. Well, can he do more than just the basics?
Daryl,
that's what we're hoping to see.
Listen, if you don't think, let's get another record. You don't think Dillon Gabriel's a man, true or false?
No.
Okay.
No, I think he's a backup quarterback at best, and he's going to have a very long, successful career doing that.
Okay. Is Shador Sanders the man? Should Shador be starting right now?
No, because we don't have a true evaluation of him, of Dillon. And once you get that, look, I think Shador's going to start at some point after the bye week. And they'll get the opportunity to finish out the season. What week that ultimately ends up being, your guess is as good as mine. But I think that Shador will get no less than four starts and possibly more than that. But to be fair to Dillon, just because I think he's a backup quarterback at best, obviously that doesn't square with what the Browns think. And the Browns need a true their own true, honest view and evaluation of him. So you're committed to the bit. So he needs to start a couple of more games because I don't think organizationally if you can make a evaluation as to whether or not he can be a franchise quarterback just based solely on three starts where he has been asked to do the very bare minimum.
Daryl Reiter's joining us. So you get the Patriots, who have won four straight games. Daryl, one of their opponents, really good. Three of their opponents, games they probably should have won. Mm-hmm. Can the Browns take something out of what happened last week against Miami and maybe catapult into something more? Or do you think they just beat a bad team?
Well, I think they beat a bad team, but you got to start somewhere, right? They beat a good team in Green Bay. So, but you do have to start somewhere. And what I liked about Sunday's game is they handled their business. They did what they should do. That is curb stomp. Just an awful discombobulated team. And for all those calling for Kevin's job and things like that, I think you saw two very different organizations. Kevin ripped them a new one a week ago Monday, and his team responded by creating four turnovers and scoring the most points they had since early December of last year in a game, right? Turned four of those turnovers into 21 points. Meanwhile, on the other side of the ledger, right, same 1-5 Dolphin team with Mike McDaniel, they looked like a team that wanted to be anywhere but Cleveland on Sunday. So, you tell me which coach deserves to be fired.
Unless you have another plan in place, like Miami might have some other plan that we don't know about. I look at that from that scenario. How do they?
I don't think their plan's much more different than the Browns, other than they've committed. They've obviously committed a lot of resources to Tua down there, but same thing, right? I mean, both of these teams would like to have a nice draft.
Are they ready?
Next April.
Yeah, or maybe they use those resources on the next quarterback too. So.
Well, yeah, but it's not like you have two organizations with two completely different plans. I think that they're looking to do the same thing, quite honestly, right?
I hear you. What are you doing with wide receiver? How do we get a little more oomph out of the wide receiver position?
You got to have a quarterback that's willing to throw the ball more than 10 yards downfield.
Or a coach that's willing to call those plays?
Who's to say those plays aren't being called and the quarterback isn't reading them right? Because I'll tell you this, there were at least three plays I saw on Sunday where I'm sitting there and Andy was sitting right next to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he's wide open. And there's no throw because Dylan couldn't see what was going on. So,
or Dylan was looking for the first receiver that the coach wanted him to throw to. That's fair too. But, I know it, to us when we're sitting in the press box, it's clear as day. Like, I totally agree with you. We're like, how did he not see that? But if maybe he was waiting for something else to happen because the coach was in his head and said, let's do this. And by the way, you're probably going to keep your job if you don't throw interceptions.
Yep. And so, you got to get Jerry Jeudy interested.
Well, he's got to hang on to the ball first, right?
I know. But too, you got to, I think that the focus and the attention to details there when you're interested. And I'm not saying he's not.
Dude, he's a professional football player, though. I mean, he better be interested in every play, right?
But
it's paid a lot of money to be interested.
I know, but that's not how athletes work mentally.
That's human nature. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, it's human nature. When the ball isn't going your way, when you're not getting opportunities to make explosive plays down the field on a consistent basis, and I stress on a consistent basis, yeah, you get a little bit, it's human nature to where you lose a little focus. And I'm not trying to say that that's what's happening with Jerry, but I'm making an educated guess that that's what's happening with Jerry right now is that, last year they got the ball to him and look what happened. He had a career year. This year, it's been inconsistent. Stretching the field. I mean, he said on a couple occasions, maybe this is the week we can take some shots down the field. And they haven't been taking shots down the field. So, you're spending your whole afternoon, and look, I understand that's what he's paid to do. You're spending your whole afternoon running these routes and trying to create separation in the secondary, and your quarterback can't see when you're open. Your frustration builds. Now, when the ball does come your way, you're not fully – focus there, and it's understandable. It's not, certainly not making excuses, for it, but I think that's part of the equation. But yeah, start taking some shots down the field. Let's see what these receivers can or can't do. I lean more toward, just like with Dylan, the can't do part, but don't know it unless you see it. And I think it's important to let Dylan let it rip. And if he throws some picks, but you got to evaluate it. You just, you can't. And you heard Kevin earlier today where he's like, well, you know, there's a fine line between being conservative and, you know, being smart and things like that. Yeah. You don't have to be conservative to still be smart with the ball and where you're throwing it. So I think that that's what's got to happen, Jeff, is you got to give these receivers some opportunities to make some plays down the field so you can figure out whether or not they can do it in the first place. Because right now we're sitting here saying they can't do it, right? So that's kind of where I'm at with that room.
Daryl Ryder's joining us, our Browns beat reporter. I said something earlier in the show. Chad Ryder, who writes for NFL.com, no relation, it's different spelling, puts out his draft update, you know, draft order and everything else. And yeah, he's the second national guy that I've seen say this in the last week or so, Daryl. And he has the Browns. They're sitting sixth right now in the draft order. And he lists the five biggest needs for every team as part of this. And he had in order offensive tackle, interior offensive line, wide receiver, corner, and edge. Did not have quarterback. And I thought, what am I missing here? What are we missing here?
That is someone who doesn't cover the team and doesn't actually know what's going on here. And that's no disrespect to him, but I do agree. Offensive line, you know, tackle and interior, absolutely. Wide receiver, absolutely.
Yeah.
Edge, no. They got a couple of guys. You got Alex Wright, Isaiah McGuire. You look at there, you don't need a corner. You just traded for a corner who's going to be here for a few more years. Denzel Ward is here for a few more years. Now, I'm certainly not spending a high pick on another corner. So, like, that's just what it is. Like, he's just looking at a roster on paper and not really understanding what's going on here. Quarterback is the number one need here. It has been the number one need since 1999. So, with all due respect to that, like, that's what I make of it. It's just, you know, a national guy who's spitting out some content that without a true understanding of where this particular franchise is. Because if you had that, you aren't putting cornerback as a need because they just traded for Tyson Campbell, who has been phenomenal and is under contract through 2028. And, you know, they got some young edge rushers that they're going to have to make some contract decisions on too.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time.
You bet, guys.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.